The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you so much for joining me here on Sunny 95. It's a beautiful day. It's been a little bit of rain in the area, but it's going to be gorgeous. Ohio State University holds their graduation ceremonies later today, so I'm hoping that the rain will hold off for that. I want to congratulate my son-in-law, Corey White, who will be receiving his PhD in behavioral psychology. Congratulations, Corey. We're really proud of you. Today, we have an interview with Dr. Hoy. He happens to be the team dentist for the LA Lakers, the LA Kings, and the WNBA Sparks. Yeah, the women's NBA team. I'm so sorry if I got that wrong. But anyway, I think it's going to be an interesting interview, and I want to get to it quickly. Now, before we do, I want to give out today's question of the day. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, what year was the nylon toothbrush with synthetic bristles? What year did it appear on the market? Was it A, 1918, B, 1928, C, 1938, or D, 1942? And you can call us with your guesses at 459-9769, and we'll be happy to take your guess and give out the answer at the end of the show. So please pick up the phone and give us your guess. All right, before we go to the interview, the last thing I want to mention is the golf outing, Dr. Kvitko Classic, the Dr. Kvitko Classic for the benefit of Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. It's taking place on July 31st at Bent Tree Golf Club and Royal American Links. And I'll tell you what, the spaces are filling up fast. We have 174 golfers signed up so far. Our goal is 240. So need to get your registration in. Don't wait, because we don't want you to be blocked out. You can call the Down Syndrome Association office at 263-6020. You can go to dentallyspeaking.com, and there's a link there where you can click on it and register to come out and golf with us. So I'd really appreciate you doing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, if we get more golfers, we'll add a third course. So don't hesitate. All right, let's go with this interview. It's one of my Teeth Across America interviews. So we come back from the break. We'll introduce the interview. Here we go.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Looking at the hands of the time we've been given it. This is all we got and we gotta stop thinking it. Every second counts on the clock that's ticking. Gotta live like we're dying. We only got 86, 400 seconds.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you again for joining me. I want to clarify, it is the Los Angeles Sparks. That is the WNBA team in L.A. And Dr. Hoy, whose interview we're about to hear with me, is the team dentist for them, for the L.A. Lakers and the hockey team, the L.A. Kings. And so, hey, before we go to that interview, though, let me just say that we had a guest to our question of the day, Tammy, called in a guest of 1928. And Michelle called in a guest of A, 1918. Neither of those is correct, and the question again is, what year was the nylon toothbrush with synthetic bristles introduced into the market? Okay, so we'll give the answer and any other guesses at the end of the show. All right, let's go ahead and listen to this interview with Dr. Hoy, team dentist for the LA Kings, LA Lakers, and LA Sparks. Thank you for joining me today on Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And I'm doing some of my Teeth Across America interviews. And I have a gentleman with me here, Dr. Hoy from Los Angeles, California. He's a general dentist. He does a lot of sports dentistry. And he also happens to be the immediate past president of, what is it?
The Academy for Sports Dentistry.
So you're a general dentist?
Yes, I am.
And you do, so you do regular general dentistry and you also do sports dentistry?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about the sports dentistry. What does that entail?
Well, I am the team dentist for the Los Angeles Lakers.
And does that have anything to do with the fact that you're kind of tall?
Yes.
Yeah, did you play basketball or something as a kid?
No, I didn't. My height is dwarfed with the height of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, there. I'm sure it is, but about twice my size.
I'm one of the small guys.
Which is what, 6'3"?
Yes.
6'3", okay.
Correct.
Yeah, you're barely tall enough to be a guard, right?
Yes.
Anyway, okay, so... I understand that your association has an event coming up this June. What is that?
Yes, we do. This is our 28th annual symposium.
Okay.
Of the Academy for Sports Dentistry.
It's the 28th year.
It's the 28th year.
Wow.
Yes, we've been around since the early 80s.
Since the centers were only 6'3", probably.
That's correct. since the days of tight shorts.
And short shorts. Anyway, tell us about it.
The Academy is proud to present Red Hot and New, and that's what's happening in sports dentistry.
Okay.
And this will be held in Washington, D.C., June 24th, 25th, and 26th of this year, 2010.
And it's the Ritz-Carlton, Pentagon City.
This is at the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City.
So lots of dignitaries will be there, maybe?
Yes. Many of our members are sports team dentists.
Okay.
In Major League Baseball, National League Football, National League Hockey, Soccer, all of the major sports are represented.
Do you represent a hockey team?
Yes, I do. I'm also the team dentist of the Los Angeles Kings hockey team.
Because, you know, we're in Columbus and we have the Blue Jackets.
That's right. And the LA Kings just hosted the Blue Jackets last week, I believe.
And who toasted who?
We hosted and roasted the,
the Blue Jackets.
Oh,
okay. Well, it's kind of like, I think we're looking forward to next year.
Well, the Blue Jackets had, unfortunately for the Blue Jackets, they had an off night. They're actually a good team and usually give us quite a run for the money.
They've been coming around. We had high hopes last year. We made it into the playoffs for the first time. And this year we thought we'd go deeper into the playoffs, but we didn't.
That's excellent.
But maybe next year.
Well, good for you. The Los Angeles Kings have unfortunately not been in the playoffs for 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Right now, we're looking pretty good as far as going into the playoffs. We're tied for fourth place in the Western Conference.
Good. So I think the first five teams, right?
First eight teams.
Oh, eight teams? Okay.
In the conference go to the playoffs.
Okay, so you're in good shape.
We're in good shape. We'd have to take a nosedive from here on out to miss the playoffs.
Well, good. Congratulations with that. Good luck. Now,
our upcoming meeting is very exciting. We have on our meeting, we have the second mouthguard forum. Last year in Chicago at our 27th annual meeting, we had our first mouthguard forum, and it was very well very well presented and very well accepted by the members and the attendees.
Is this teaching attendees the newest techniques for making athletic mouthguards?
We do that as well. The Mouthguard Forum is presenting different mouthguard manufacturers and their claims in regards to
concussions,
claims of concussion prevention, and also most recently and most controversially is the claims being made for mouthguards enhancing performance.
Right.
So with that note, we do have the Bite Tech Under Armour people presenting, and we also have the Pure Power Mouthguard people presenting.
So they're saying that you can enhance performance by increasing oxygen, right?
That's correct.
That doesn't sound controversial to me, though.
No, it's not. We know something is going on. We do know something is happening when athletes wear mouthguards, but unfortunately the hard scientific literature is very minimal in that respect.
I see. Okay, so the claims they're making will most likely turn out to be true, or we think they will, but they're not yet proven.
Largely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I know that anytime you can enhance the amount of oxygen someone can get, then their performance should go up.
That's correct.
I wanted to go back to... I know what I want to ask you. Now, most mouthguards prevent against concussion. They don't really protect the teeth like people think they do. However, there's this kind of mouthguard that has a high-impact plastic. It's like a sandwich where you have the rubber on inside, high-impact plastic, the same thing football helmets are made out of, in the middle, and then rubber on the outside. Is that the kind that you make, or?
That's not the kind that I make personally. Okay. I do make a multi-layered pressure laminate mouthguard for the hockey players and some of the basketball players. But actually, what you mentioned as far as concussion, that's another controversial subject.
Really?
With the mouthguards preventing concussion. We have a feel that some concussions are prevented or the severity is reduced by wearing a mouthguard. But again, that is a real hard concept to prove. Scientifically,
but
we do know that across the board, the four maxillary incisors are prevented from injury, and injuries to the four maxillary incisors are greatly reduced.
Okay. Now, I know that there's a gentleman ahead of him on my show, maybe a year or so ago, Dr. Marr, M-A-H-R. He is the team dentist for the New England Patriots.
That's correct. I know Dr.
You know
Marr.
Him? Yes. Okay, and he came out with a Marr appliance. And he reported that the New England Patriots have the least number of concussions in the NFL, which, of course, he believes is because of his mouthguard appliance.
Right. And that's where, anecdotally, we know something's going on when an athlete wears a mouthguard, and we do see these kind of results. But again, the hard scientific proof is very minimal at best.
So are there studies undergoing underway right now?
There are some studies underway right now.
Okay. And how long do you think it'll be before we have the hard science?
That's difficult to say, as I am not involved directly in the studies.
Okay.
That's hard to say.
Now, the ones that you make that are multi-layered and protect the four incisors, what material is that is protecting the incisors? It's more than just rubber, obviously.
That's an EVA material, which is ethyl vinyl acetate.
Okay.
And that is formed over a cast of the individual under pressure, and it's multi-layered. In other words, we place a layer of the EVA material, then we trim it, and then we place another layer of EVA material over it. And we find that this multi-layered... pressure formed.
It absorbs the energy, just like
mouthguard. It is a much superior mouthguard.
Right.
And the criteria is that it should be at least 3 millimeters in thickness over the labial surfaces of the teeth and the occlusal surfaces of the teeth.
3 millimeters. Okay, so the labial is the part you see when somebody smiles at you, and
correct.
The occlusal is the biting edge of it.
That's correct.
Of the teeth. Okay. And so it's rubber, and then plastic, and then rubber again?
Actually, it's several layers of ethyl vinyl acetate.
Which is rubber?
Which is EVA. It's more of a thermoforming plastic. In other words, when it's heated, it's pliable and it forms.
Okay.
And then when it cools, it retains that shape.
Okay, so it's more like a plastic to feel it with your fingernail.
Correct.
For example, to tap on it.
Correct.
Okay, I know the material you're talking about now, and that's not the typical mouth guard people think of. They think of the rubber one that the guys always hang out of their mouth and they're chewing. You know, they're
correct.
You can't do those with yours, can you?
Well, a properly fitted mouth guard is hard to take out of the mouth. In fact, you upon taking out a mouth guard, you need to actually reach up in the back of the mouth guard and kind of peel it off the teeth.
Right. Good. That's good. So injuries to the teams that you support as far as making their mouth guards, what's your record been?
Well, anecdotally, again, it seems to be working, and it greatly reduces the incidence of tooth damage.
Now, do a lot of these players come to you where they've already had some traumatic injuries to their teeth because they weren't taken care when they were younger?
Absolutely.
Okay. And
especially the hockey players, as you might imagine.
I know. My son played hockey. We were a host family for Junior B kids, and I know the head coach of the OSU Buckeye hockey team, and I actually treat a couple of the people that work for the Blue Jackets, and there just seems to be this, I don't know, it's a culture that if you wear a face mask, people just want to slam you into the boards. They just, you're considered a wimp, a sissy, everything all wrapped up into one. I guess the only thing they're allowed to wear and not be targeted is that little half face shield.
The half shield.
Yeah.
that's about the only thing that they actually will be willing to wear.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
There's other things that they're able to wear but not willing to wear.
Right. Because their buddies or their the opposing team
exactly.
will just target them, right?
Exactly. And there's a few players that play occasionally with broken jaws and other serious injuries. They still play, but they put in a lower member on the helmet, and it turns it into what somewhat resembles a football helmet.
Okay.
And the players, the hockey players, that is, really dislike wearing those because, as you said, it kind of makes them a target.
Right.
If not only a physical target, a verbal target with trash talk on the ice.
Right. So the hockey players have most of the dental injuries.
Correct.
And when it comes to basketball, it's mostly elbows and things like
that? Basketball injuries are fewer, but they're very severe when they do occur because it's usually from an elbow that's attached to a 250, 300-pound player who's leaping up for a rebound, has the rebound, and is coming down with his elbows in somebody's face.
Right, and that more often than not avulses the tooth completely or snaps it off at the gum line?
Correct. Yeah, those injuries, those elbow injuries are pretty severe.
When one happens, are you always on site or are you always on call?
Yes, I am. I'm always on site.
Okay.
Every game, I'm in attendance.
Okay.
For both the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Kings.
Do they also have an oral surgeon on site as well?
There, I have an oral surgeon on my team.
Okay.
But he is on call.
I see. Okay, so if it's something that needs a surgeon, you call him. Otherwise, do they have a dental clinic right there?
At Staples Center. Yes, we have a dental chair, and I have equipment that I bring up to the Staples Center.
Well, that's very neat. That's nice to know. So they get immediate attention.
We get immediate attention, not only to the players, but most recently, I sewed up several referees.
Oh, my goodness.
On-ice referees. One ref sustained a stick injury to the lip and chin.
Uh-huh.
And just the following game, one of his colleagues caught a puck in the face.
Because they're not wearing masks either.
And I have not seen a referee, an on-ice referee, wear a mouth guard.
Really?
Interestingly, about a month ago, we had an off-ice referee, one of the referees that sit in the penalty box with the players, sustain an injury to his upper lip when a puck kind of went end over end over the glass, and he looked up just in time to catch it with his upper lip.
Wow. What timing, huh?
Yeah.
That reminds me of a story when my wife, we were at a little baseball game for our son, and pop fly, you know, stands probably held about 30 people, and there were maybe 16 people. in the stands, and everybody clears out, not knowing where it's going to land. My wife didn't pay attention, and she was the only one in the stands. She looked up and hit her.
Yeah.
She was the only one left. So are you, you're there for every Lakers game, every L.A. Kings game?
That's correct.
And when they travel, though, are they dependent upon the team dentist for the opposing team?
Correct, the host dentist.
Okay.
And which says that I take care of the visitors when they come to Los Angeles.
So have you ever had to stitch up a blue jacket?
We stitched up, not this past season.
Okay, previous year or so?
Correct.
Okay. And do other cities have dental chairs in their facility? I mean, it seems like that might be a little bit odd. You guys are kind of lucky, aren't you, to have a dental chair right there?
Yes, we are. And in fact, when Staples Center was built 10 years ago, I was approached to design the medical room.
That's
which
really
I
neat.
Did, and of course added a dental chair.
Good.
But yeah. even in the old Great Western Forum, we did have a dental chair that was placed there by one of my colleagues.
That's great. That's great to know. Now, you don't have to mention any names, but you're a general dentist like I am. Tell me if you've also observed this. It seems like the biggest, strongest athletes are the biggest babies in the dental chair.
Well, that pretty much holds true.
Okay. And I'm just a little guy, so I'm taking a chance saying that. At least you're 6'3", you could defend yourself. But I don't know, why is that? Why do you think that is? Is it they're so muscular, they've pushed the myelin sheath out or something on their muscle, on their nerves? Or what do you, I mean, you know, think about it. They've developed, they've got their blood vessels are all visible, their muscles are just massive. Why are they so sensitive? There's something that it seems like the more muscular you get, the more sensitive you are in the dental chair almost.
I don't know if that's a straight physiological phenomenon, but I think they're just normal members of the population at large that's fearful of coming to the dentist.
So they don't have anything special, huh? They're just as afraid like everybody else?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you have any funny stories? I know it's not funny, a dental injury, but do you have any funny stories from your time as the team dentist for the Kings and Lakers?
Yes, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
You don't have to use any names. Make up a name. Anyway, okay, so we want to make sure people know about this symposium that's going on in D.C.
Yes.
Let's just say that again. It's the Academy of Sports Dentistry.
The Academy for Sports Dentistry is presenting its 28th annual symposium in Washington, D.C., June 24th, 25th, and 26th of this year, 2010. And for further information, you can please refer to our website, www.academyforsportsdentistry.org.
.org, okay, not the other, but .org. And I just happened to notice you're wearing a ring, a big ring. Is that a Lakers ring?
This is my year 2000 NBA championship ring.
They gave the team dentist a ring?
Yes, they did. I was very honored.
That is neat. I don't know how I could have missed it. It's about the size of the microphone.
Well, actually, I've been accused of wearing a disco ball on my finger, not a ring.
I would proudly wear that if they had given it to me. That's really great. And Dr. Hoy, if somebody wanted to reach you at your private practice, how would they do that?
You can reach me by phone at my private practice in Torrance at area code 310-326-7421.
Okay. And I understand that besides the Kings and the Lakers, you also take care of a couple high school teams, and you're very involved in making sure these young athletes learn from an early age that they should be wearing mouth guards
yes,
and taking care of their
team.
Yes,
that's correct. And that's extremely fulfilling to be able to take care of younger athletes and have a more active role in training their attitude as it forms.
Right. Do you think there'll come a time when enough of these young kids that you're working with now, and I do the same at my office, we do mouth guards for the basketball team and the football team, lacrosse teams, hockey teams, that they're going to almost demand that they be allowed to wear these face shields? Do you think there'll ever come a day when NHL players specifically are wearing the full cage to protect their teeth?
That's very hard to say, because I know any change to the equipment that's implemented from the NHL league office is subject to scrutiny by the Players Association,
which is
the Players Union.
I see.
And the Players Union, which is the NHLPA in hockey, the NHL Players Association, and the NBAPA, which is the NBA Players Association, is very active in scrutinizing any demands or any changes in the equipment that come down from the league office.
So the answer is probably not.
So the answer is most likely no.
Okay, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. You know, in a way, it's our own fault because we do such a good job of replacing teeth when they've been damaged or missed or knocked out, because we can do implants and bridges and all that. And people did think, oh, so what? I got a tooth knocked out. My dentist can fix it.
That's absolutely true. And in fact, I have heard that as an excuse from several basketball and hockey players is Dr. Hoy, you know, you're so good at replacing teeth that I don't need to wear a mouth guard. And I told the players, well, you'd want to wear one anyway, just because there's nothing like your own teeth.
Exactly. Yeah, nothing like the original equipment.
That's true. As well as any of us dentists can replace things, it's not as good as the first guy did it.
Very, very true. Well, hey, thanks so much for being on the show. Very much appreciate it. Before you leave this area, I want to get a picture of that ring. I might put it up on the website for when this airs, okay?
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day now.
I will, and you too.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. I think that was a pretty interesting interview with Dr. Hoy. Hey, we had a couple more guesses to today's question of the day. And the question was, what year was the nylon toothbrush with synthetic bristles? What year did it appear on the market? Lenora called in a guess of C, 1938. So did Eddie. Eddie also guessed 1938. And Tamika guessed 1918. The answer is C. 1938 was when the synthetic bristle toothbrush first appeared on the market. Again, I want to congratulate all of the soon-to-be graduates graduating from Ohio State University today. Ceremonies begin at noon, especially my son-in-law, Corey White. When Corey's name is mentioned, I'd like the entire stadium to erupt in applause. So anyway, yeah, we wish him a lot of luck. Very proud of him. And don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. Go to dentallyspeaking.com and click on that link. We'd really appreciate you coming out. Have some fun. Win some prizes. And we'll make a lot of money for Down Syndrome of Central Ohio. Appreciate you joining me. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 7, every Sunday morning at 7, here on Sunny 95. Go out and have a great day and a great week. And we'll meet back here next Sunday at 7.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.